Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Psachim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha bizman shehi beveis baila. Literally, this means a woman who is in her husband's house. But the Gemara explains that this means two things over here. A, that the marriage process was finished. We explained that getting married is really divided into two parts. The chasen puts the ring on the kala's finger and says, Hariat mekadeshesli. That's the erusin. She can't marry anyone else now. But they are not married. She's not allowed to live in his house yet until you have the nesuyan. The nesuyan is the brachas under the chuppah. There are many different shitas exactly what nesuyan is, but that's the second part. So we're talking about a woman who's fully married, not just erusin. She's in her husband's house. And it also means that as far as Pesach was concerned, she planned to spend Pesach with her husband, not by her parents. Now what happened? Shachar alei abayla. Her husband shechted the carbon Pesach on her behalf. Everyone has to like register, be part of a chabura, but someone can do it for you. So her husband did it on her behalf. Oh, of course, my wife is part of the chabura. We have to make sure there's a kazayas for her. V'shachar alei aviyah. But her father did the same thing. He arranged, I want to be part of a chabura, and also please make sure my daughter is counted in. So her husband comes home and says to his wife, don't worry, you're part of the Karban Pesach, you're part of the chabura, I arranged it. And then she hears from her father that so did he. What does she do now? Sakta Mishnah, Teichel Mishal Baila, she eats from her husband's. Unless, says the Batanur. She specifically said, but I thought I was going to join my father's, because I'm so used to being part of my father's chabura. So if she didn't say so beferish, we assume probably she's married, so she belongs to her husband's chabura. So again, being that we don't know, we assume what's usual, the married woman wants to be part of her husband's chabura. Weiter, says the Mishnah, Halcha regel rishain. She went the first Yom Tov after she got married, because that was the derech when women first got married. They returned to their father's house for the first Yom Tov, so Halcha regel rishain, she goes for the first Yom Tov, l'aseis beveis avia. She wants to spend the Yom Tov in her father's house. And again, we have the same problem. Shachad Aleviah, her father, shechted his carbon Pesach, and he made up who's part of the Chabura, and he included his daughter, Shachad Aleviah, and her husband did the same thing. So under these circumstances, Teichel b'mekayim she'iraitza, she can eat whatever she wants. Now, the Gemara says, if Shad is right after she got married, she was homesick, she kept saying, I want to be going to father's house, so I want to be to father's house. At every opportunity, she runs to her father's house. And we say she's probably part of her father's chabur. That's probably what she had in mind. But that's not the case over here. She's not saying, oh, I can't wait to get back to my father. Oh, I miss my house so badly. I want to be part of my father's carbon Pesach. She's very happy. She's happy with her father. She's happy with her husband. But the minigas, you go back to your father on the first Yom Tov. So we say, there's no indication. We can't assume she meant one way or another. And therefore, she can eat in whichever place she wants. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Yosaim sheshachtu alav apitrapsim. You have a Yosaim that apitrapsim shechted for him. Now an apitrapis is a person who Bezdin appoints him to be in charge to take care of the money of the Yosaimim. The estate of the Yosaimim, things that he yashin, because the Yosaim is too small. He doesn't know how to take care of it. In this particular case, there were two apitrapsim. Not one guardian, but two guardians taking care of whatever the Yosim needs. And both appeared to be very loyal to him, because both made sure he should be part of their carbon Pesach. But now he has two. So once again, Yosim sheshachatu alav apitrapsim, a Yosim for whom the apitrapsim, the people in charge of his estate, they both shechted for him. So the Yosim can choose anyone, wherever he wants to. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Eved Shel Shnei Shutafim. We have an Eved that belongs to two partners. Loi Yoichal Mishel Shneyan. He cannot eat from either of them. This Eved is owned by two people, by Reuven and Shimon. So he can't join Reuven's Karban Pesach and he can't join Shimon's. What's the problem here? Since half of this Eved belongs to each partner, so Reuven has no right to count this Eved in unless he gets permission from Shimon. And Shimon has no right to count the Evidin unless he gets permission from Reuven. So the Evid can partake of the Karban Pesach only when both Reuven and Shimon agree, okay, he's going to be by you, or he's going to be by me. Vaitrezak the Mishnah. Misha chetzio Evid vechetzio ben chayrin. This person is a half an Evid and half a free person. How does that happen? How does a person become half an Evid? Well, it could be if his owner freed half of him. Or let's say he was a slave owned by two partners, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven freed him, but Shimon did not. So he's a chetzio Evid vechetzio ben chayrin. The din is, lo yoichel mishal rabba, he should not eat from his master's Karban Pesach. He eats his own. He eats his own, but he's half an Evid. Let me tell you what the halach is. A person that's half an Evid and half a ben chayrin is really stuck. Who can he marry? He can't marry a shivcha because he's half a free person. He can't marry a free person because he's half an Evid. And we don't leave a person stuck. So therefore the din is, if someone is half an Evid and half a ben chayrin, we force his master to give him a get shichur, to free him. So even though right now he's still a half an Evid, but sooner or later he's going to have to be freed. Memela, once we know that he's going to have to be freed, even though it didn't take place yet, he has a din of a ben chayrin, of a free person, and he can eat from his own Karban Pesach. Quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, in the first halacha of the Mishnah, we learned that a woman who is bebeis ba'ala, that means she's a nesua, not just erisin, she's married, she never really expressed her intent that she dafka wants to be with her father for the Karban Pesach, she's not always running over there. She's done, a married lady, and lemaisa, her husband shechted for her, and her father shechted for her, so we assume that she probably had in mind to be part of her husband's Karban Pesach. If this is the first Yom Tov after they got married, where the derech is that a person goes to his father-in-law's house, the woman goes back to her father's house, and her father shechted for her, and her husband shechted for her, so then we say she can eat wherever she wants. Same is true for a yasa, who had two apitropsim that were taking care of him, two guardians, both shechted a Karban Pesach for him. So here also we say he can eat which ever he wants, whatever place he desires. If you have an Evid that belongs to the two partners, he cannot eat from either one because none of the two partners had a right to shecht the Pesach for him. How could Reuven decide that this Evid is part of his Pesach? What about Shimon's Chalik? And the same is true as far as Shimon is concerned. Who gave Shimon a right to include this Evid? Half of the Evid is Reuven's. The only Eitzah for this Evid is both for Reuven and Shimon to agree where he belongs, which Karban Pesach. And in the last halacha of the Mishnah, we learned that if someone is a half Evid, half Ben Chayrin, he cannot eat from his rabbi, but he can eat from his own, and that's because being that the halacha is we're going to force his master to free him, because he's like Nishtahi, Nishtaher, he's going to have to be freed anyway. So we say he can eat from his own Karban Pesach. In regard to the Karban Pesach, he already has a din of a Ben Chayrin.